Vinton County on the Air, Episode 12, December 13th, 2013. Well, a wonderful Christmas time. Welcome to you as we bring you episode 12 of Vinton County on the Air, the online local audio program highlighting news and information about the people and events in Vinton County, Ohio. Recorded on this, the 13th day of December 2013, and yes, it is a Friday still. I'm recording this at night, and I'll explain that in a little bit, but happy Triskaidekaphobia Day to those of you who may have a problem with the fear of number 13 and the avoidance of it. No real problem, though, as to why I am recording this later in the day. It's because I've spent the day and basically most of the week with my wife Doreen, as she and I have been coordinating the Vinton County Choir and Drama Boosters annual fruit sale. And today we're finishing up the distribution of the fruit that arrived earlier this week. We have that behind us, including the arrival of some 74 extra boxes of Tangelos that were sent to us by mistake. And that's a large number of Tangelos, especially when you consider that we only sold 70 boxes to begin with, so we had to find creative ways to sell those 74 extra boxes, but I think we got it done. And there should be some sweet-smelling people walking around Vinton County during the next couple of days, as that vitamin C should be flowing throughout most of you out there, I hope. Hope you enjoy it. So I do want to mention I have been having some problems with dbkmediaservices.com, the website, over the past few weeks, as our RSS feed is acting up. And again, you have to put on your nerd hat here, but if you remember my RSS feed and my podcast episode earlier in the year, did a segment on that, and you remember the RSS feed is what triggers the software known as Podcatchers to download our show to you. So it may be acting, it seems to be acting slow, very slow, like about 2 days slow. So I have been publishing on Friday, but you've not been getting notified if you do so by email from our website. So I apologize for that. I'm going to be working on that over the next week or so. A couple other things that I saw this week on the internet I would like to bring to your attention. First was a video, and it was the United States Air Force band Holiday Flash Mob at the National Air and Space Museum in Dayton. If you get a chance to look that up and have 6.5 minutes or so available to watch and listen, you won't be disappointed. It contains what I know as Yaesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. I believe that was by Bach. You'll recognize it as soon as you hear it. And Joy to the World. And it starts out with a cello player, and I think it's a cello. It might be a viola. I'm not that familiar with those things, but I do know that they're both in the orchestra. It'll really help put you in a Christmas mood. Starts out, like I said, with one solo player, and it just by the end is it's big, and that just blew me away, so I wanted to mention that. That's the USAF band Holiday Flash Mob. It's on YouTube. And then there was another little interesting video that I saw, which was pertaining to Christmas, and that was produced by a Canadian airline called WestJet. And the video is called WestJet Christmas Miracle Real-Time Giving. Long story short, WestJet installed a large kiosk at their departure gate. It was decorated for Christmas in an airport. And that kiosk, there was a large video monitor and a boarding pass scanner, and also an audio system which allowed Santa, who was on the video monitor, to interact with the passengers for a particular flight. And Santa, who was shown on the monitor, would talk live with the passengers and eventually quiz them about what they were hoping to receive for Christmas. And of course, the children that were quizzed were very forward with what they wanted. They knew right away. But then some of the adults also got into the act and kind of played along. And there was one man in particular who honestly stated that he hoped to get socks and underwear for Christmas. And The flight departed from the originating airport where that kiosk was, but while the flight was in the air, the WestJet employees at the destination airport scrambled to make everyone's Christmas wish come true. You'll have to watch that video to see how they did so. And of course, while the thought of the video was great, my nerd cap in hand, I can't help but be amazed at how technology allows for something like this to occur. It's only just recently that this could have taken place, and it's a great marketing effort on behalf of WestJet. The video on YouTube, which was released on December the 8th, so that's some 5 days ago, has already attained 21 million views, and I just think that's amazing. I saw it also parlayed on the news, and so somebody at WestJet's probably going to get a nice Christmas bonus out of that, I would have to say. And speaking of Christmas, while the next week or so has lots of activity, things will slow down after that. So with that in mind, I'm going to be taking a couple weeks off from the podcast to enjoy the holidays. So I plan to be back on Friday, January the 3rd. So I hope you're having a great day, great evening, whenever you happen to be listening to this and wherever you happen to be. I hope that things are going well for you. Again, I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. That's Vinton County on the Air. You can search for us if you've not already done so. And like that, we have, through the efforts of some people, we've really gained some likes over the past week or so. You know who you are, but they have actually gone out there, and when you see the page, you can invite your friends, and so just use that facility to do so. Continue to contribute, show ideas, show information about community events and so forth, and you can do that by dropping me an email at VintonCountyOnTheAir@gmail.com. There's always voicemail, 740-569-3254, and your message will be delivered to me. Of course, you can post on Facebook. Most of you are coming to this show through Facebook, so you can do so there. And also, if you want to direct message me on Twitter, you can do so. Vinton County on the Air has a Twitter account. It is the @ Vinton County OTA. So lots of ways you can contribute. Again, I ask that you subscribe through iTunes, and you can also do so through email at the DBK Media Services website. Just click on one of the posts for Vinton County on the Air, and within that post, there's a place where you can subscribe by putting your email address. You'll get an email back from FeedBurner. It has a link in it. Click on that. That'll verify your email address, and then you'll get an email, assuming my RSS feed works well eventually, and it will let you know when there's a new podcast delivered. And, of course, share that out. Share all this information, if you will. That would be wonderful, so we can kind of get more people in the hopper, and maybe things will get flowing. Kind of hit upon a dearth of ideas and topics for shows, but I've got a few ideas in the hopper now, and I'm going to be kind of going through those over the holidays as well. So maybe when we come back on the 3rd of January, Friday the 3rd, we'll have some new and exciting new things for you. But in this show, we do have our usual calendar events. It is packed for the next couple of weeks. And I also have a little interview with Carl Knox. Carl has been on here a couple times doing some interviewing for me for the sort of the athletic side of things. He is the athlete. I am the athletic supporter, as they say. And he has been talking with a lot of the coaches and different people from Vinton County High School and so forth. And he does a little thing called the Viking Roundball Podcast, which is basically he and Matt Combs and usually some pretty impressive guests talking about Vinton County basketball. But they also talk about life in that they do some interviews with people who have been through Vinton County and may have played basketball, but they've also gotten out into life now. And they talk about how that affected them. And it's just an interesting conversation they have, a little bit lighter than I'm usually on this podcast. But I'll let Carl and I talk that over, and that's coming up in just a bit. But first, let's go to our calendar of events, where we look at the events happening in our little part of paradise in our community calendar.
Christmas. Nuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at you.
And in our community calendar, we're going to start with Saturday, December 14th, because by the time this gets out, it's almost already December the 14th. And we want to remind you, through much of the period, the Helping Hands Christmas Angel Tree Project is going on at the Herbert Westcott Memorial Library, along with the Festival of the Trees. Those things do wrap up around December the 22nd, but you can still drop by the Herbert Westcott Memorial Library and help out with those projects by voting on the trees and also grabbing a tag, if you will, off of the Christmas Angel Tree. And helping make someone's Christmas extra special. The decorated trees go on display on Monday, November 18th, which obviously has already taken place, and they've been there for a while. And tags may be taken and unwrapped gifts returned no later than Monday, December 16th. So those things are winding down here over the next couple of days. On Saturday, December the 14th, we also have what's called Basket Bingo. The Spanish Club Basket Bingo is going to take place in the VCHS cafeteria. Doors open at 5:30, and the events start at 6 p.m. It's $20 for 20 games, plus specials at $1 per game. They also have bake sale, lottery tree, and silent auction also available. And then going on all day, basically, is the Vinton County High School Wrestling hosting of the American Legion Wrestling Tournament. And that will take place at the high school. I think the weigh-in begins at 8 a.m. and last matches wrap up around 6:30 p.m. is what I've been told. Also on December the 14th, we want to make mention of this, and we talked a little bit about it with Clint Walker some time ago. The Vinton County Women's Chorus is going to have a concert, a very special concert, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Episcopal Church here in MacArthur, right on the corner of High and Sugar Streets. And I understand that's going to be a pretty good concert, so hope the weather cooperates and you are able to make it out. I'm sure that the ladies and Clint would also very much appreciate your attendance at that event. 6:30 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a live nativity scene at the Allensville Church of Christ and Christian Union, and that is just north of Allensville. They will hold their 21st annual outdoor live nativity from 6:30 to 8. Then on Sunday the 15th, the usual kind of going on, we have Awanas at the Grace Baptist Church. That gets underway at 6 till 7:30 for the youngsters. And then we move to Monday, December the 16th, where we have the Vinton County Commissioners and their regular meeting at 10 a.m. at the courthouse. Also, that evening, 7 p.m., the Vinton County High School Christmas Concert takes place in the cafetorium. The choir and band will present their concert at 7 p.m. Tuesday, December the 17th, the St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry is going to be in Radcliffe from 9:30 to 11 and in New Plymouth from 1:30 to 3. Also, there is a Meals of Praise at the First Christian Church at the corner of Walnut and High Street. That begins at 5 p.m., and that is a free meal, and just a free meal and some fellowship there as they're trying to get that underway, and I think they've been doing that for several months, but maybe the first time that I've had that on the calendar, so visit them. If you're in Hamden at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., the Wellston Lions Club, in cooperation with the Hamden Firefighters, are going to host a visit by Santa Claus for the children of Hamden at the Hamden Fire Station. And he'll be inside the station for the comfort of the visiting children, and the firefighters will serve free hot chocolate. So that gets underway at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 17th. Also that evening at 7 p.m., the Vinton County High School National Honor Society induction, as they will bring in usually juniors, I believe it is, into the fold of the National Honor Society. Wednesday, December the 18th, Again, the food pantry is in MacArthur from 9:30 to noon at the South Street location. And the MacArthur Village Council meets in their regular monthly session at 7 p.m. in the MacArthur Village Hall. On Thursday, December the 19th, we have the St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry in Wilkesville at 9:30. And then they move to Zaleski at 1:30. We also have Vinton County Ladies Basketball at 6:30, where they will take on, actually that should be at 6, they will take on the Nelsonville York Lady Buckeyes. And if you see on other schedules that this is at Nelsonville, it has been changed. The dates have been flipped so that this date is in fact at Vinton County as they take on the Lady Buckeyes from Nelsonville York that evening here in MacArthur. On Friday, December the 20th, just 5 days ahead of that big day of Christmas, the Vinton County basketball team, the men's basketball team, will take on the tough Athens Bulldogs in a TVC matchup. Freshman game gets underway at 5 p.m. That is at Vinton County. So that is another TVC matchup that's coming up. We would normally be back also that day with the podcast, but because we're going to take some time off, we will not be. Moving then on to a couple things out in the future that I want to mention. The girls basketball team will also be in action on Saturday the 21st at Edina. They take on the Edina Lady Warriors. The games there get underway at 1 p.m., so you want to kind of make a note of that. It's not the usual evening games. On the week of Christmas, we do have the Vinton County Commissioners having their regular meeting on December the 23rd at 10 a.m. And I'm not for sure of this, I have to say. It is on the calendar that I see from time to time. Again, the usual St. Francis Center mobile food pantry dates, Radcliffe from 9:30 a.m. To 11 and 1:30 to 3, and that is on December the 24th, as I'm saying. December 25th, of course, Christmas, pretty much everything winds down that day, as well as December the 26th. On Friday, December the 27th, things start to pick back up. We have the Vinton County girls basketball team traveling to Sheridan, where they will play Fairfield Union on December the 27th. We also have an all-day wrestling coach's corner tourney at Gallia Academy, and the Vinton County boys basketball team are in action against Jackson at Vinton County High School. The freshman game there gets underway at 5 p.m. On Saturday, December the 28th, the girls again play at Sheridan, and we believe that will be either Sheridan or Columbus South is what the schedule that I've been given says. I don't know what it probably depends on who wins the Friday games, and I do not have a time for that either. So that's kind of what's going on over the next couple weeks here in our little area of paradise, as I say. And we ask that you contribute anything you might have to our community calendar events, and you can do so by email. You can also do so by posting it on Facebook, or if nothing else, you can call me on our voicemail line, 740-569-3254. So that is the calendar of events. We'll take a break and be back in a moment with Carl Knox. Welcome back to Vinton County on the Air. In this segment, we're talking with Carl Knox. Carl is the host of the Viking Roundball podcast. And Carl, welcome to Vinton County on the Air.
Thanks, Bruce. You kind of sounded like you didn't know you were going to interview there. I mean, we've kind of known each other for a A few years.
Yes, we have. But as I said, Carl is the host of the Viking Round Ball podcast, and we're here to talk a little bit about it, maybe familiarize my audience on Vinton County on the Air with the podcast that's kind of a sister publication to this. It's all on DBK Media Services. And Carl, why don't you kind of tell us the genesis of how the podcast came to be versus when you were doing the radio?
Well, the podcast, we're in our third year of the podcast. Actually, what was at one time over radio, actually specifically WKOV in Jackson, Ohio, which that's the same radio station. Well, I should say Jackson County Broadcasting does the Viking basketball games on one of their stations, 98.7 WYRO. Way back when, before I was even involved in it, I think 2003, 2004, Coach Combs and a lot of the Larry Arthur, the athletic director at the time, thought it would be a good idea as Vinton County started having more and more success on basketball, doing a radio program. So they began doing that, and probably a year or two as they started that, Larry had other duties with his administrative positions, and they asked me to kind of come aboard and host the radio show. And we started the radio, and we did. I think I worked with Coach Combs for about three or four years on the radio side. And I'm not here to throw darts at any radio station or Jackson County Broadcasting, but kind of what became problematic, and this is just as podcasting was emerging, the first problem, to be perfectly honest with you, Bruce, was the logistics of we had an hour to do it. And if you know Coach Combs, you know any high school basketball coach, their time during the season is very limited. And we were doing it like 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And Mama Rini's and MacArthur was nice enough to let us broadcast or do the production recording, so to speak, broadcast from their restaurant. Mm-hmm. So at first it was inconvenient of getting one guest there. That's all. That was the only thing we could do. We couldn't have them call in on a phone line. We couldn't logistically get that done through the radio station and their limited amount of equipment. And then the other thing that, and I guess this kind of struck home to me as a business owner, and again, nothing against the radio station, but they have to pay their help and they have costs associated with running their station. So kind of the deal with doing a broadcast or a show on the radio was that we went to them with the idea of doing it, and they said, hey, that's fine. We'd love to have you do that, but you're going to have to go out and get X amount of sponsors so we can make money. So we were going out and getting sponsors, and as much as in owning a business, I know, in a small community like Vinton County, there's only a certain amount of businesses, and it seems like they're the same ones are getting hit up all the time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of felt guilty that we were going to these sponsors to do the live broadcast that Jeff Thacker and Bob Grillo do. And then also we were going back to them. So the logistics of it, the money involved, and then just the fact that, well, as you well know, I'm kind of preaching to the choir. When we do these podcasts now, we can have, first of all, we can record it anytime we want. Secondly, in terms of having guests, we are not limited, although we welcome them to come in studio, which I have a studio in my basement. We can they can call in via phone. We also, as you and I are working right now, do it over Skype. So it just makes it doesn't affect as far as getting money out of businesses, one. Secondly, we can do it anytime that fits my schedule or Coach Combs's or the guest schedule. And then thirdly, we just I guess this is the nice thing. We do have a sponsor per se, and that is McDonald's of MacArthur, Jackson, Wellston, and Oak Hill, mm-hmm. The Munn family, specifically Brad Munn. And he gives us a pretty generous amount of money. And I do this as far as producing it for the podcast. I don't get compensated a nickel. Neither does Coach Combs. All of the money that is that the McDonald's gives us is strictly a line item donation that goes right into the boys basketball program's line item that they can use to pay for warm-ups, uniforms, summer camps, whatnot.
Mm-hmm. So the flexibility, the lower cost, and flexibility is a big thing, really.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's, and as time has progressed, we've had situations where there's been inclement weather, and, you know, maybe Coach can't make it from his house over here to MacArthur. You know, we might be texting on our cell phones and say, let's just tape a segment now. Mm-hmm. And I'll come to my computer and boom, we'll Skype and we'll record whatever we need to get done. And also if he has a sick kid or I have, you know, a commitment I have to do, you know, it's kind of the sky's the limit with podcasting. It really is.
Yeah, it surely is.
And the other thing, I guess, and I'd be remiss, this is obvious. When you're doing it on a 25,000 watt FM radio station, you have a radius of maybe 100 miles max. Mm-hmm. And if you don't live in that area, well, you know, and unfortunately, Jackson County Broadcasting does not stream online, nor do they edit and produce podcasts from stuff that is aired on air. So if you're not in this immediate area, you don't, you know, you're out of luck. Whereas you've helped us with Google Analytics and some of the, you know, finding out who's listening to us, how long they listen, where they're coming from. And it's kind of nice when we see that we're getting hits. I don't know, from Indianapolis, from Texas, from Florida. You know, there's people out there. We don't know who they are specifically, but, you know, there is an interest nationally, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah, I do know we have people, you know, in Lancaster, for instance, who could not get the signal that do listen to the podcast, who have contacted us and said, hey, appreciate the fact that even though I'm maybe 45 miles north of MacArthur, I can get it and listen to it. And even though I don't live in Vinton County anymore, it's something that I can be a part of. So that's sort of why you're doing it as a podcast now. There are several reasons as we've reviewed them. Let's talk about the fact that you do, you know, it's usually less than an hour, but it's flexible as to what to cover the topic, whatever is necessary. What topics do you cover to somebody? What would we describe? How would you describe what you cover on the podcast?
Specifically, it's kind of an array of things. Obviously, it's Vinton County Vikings boys basketball is the primary topic. But within that, we're giving each week, we give a complete rundown and then sometimes maybe a more detailed synopsis than what the casual listener would want. We get kind of detailed into each and every game, scoring, you know, and this is always done. Coach Matt Combs is always my co-host, or we work together. So you're getting it right from the brainchild, so to speak, of the program. We detail all the games, all the stats. And then we usually have segments of a guest every week. And as far as the guests that we have had, obviously we give the existing team members, we give, you know, get them on throughout the year. We also started a segment about 2 years ago that has really been well received. And I Matt Combs was the one that came up with this, and he's always been a coach that he's big on loyalty and tradition. And he thought about doing a segment about, you know, Vinton County Viking athletic graduates that have gone on to do good things in their life and be it professionally or whatever. So we do a segment called Where Are They Now, which essentially, and it could be someone that just graduated a year or two ago that might be playing college ball, or it could be a former Viking athlete that graduated clear back close to consolidation that has done great things professionally. And we track them down and call them up and or Skype them or have them in studio and kind of go over what athletics meant to them and how they feel that it kind of help them in their professional life and, you know, their adult life, so to speak. And then thirdly, we've had a lot of different coaches on, not only the high school, but college level coaches that have had a lot of success, and just talk to them about what they feel are keys to running good athletic programs in terms of not just things that happen on the court as far as the wins and the losses, but how to manage and lead young people and make them better people for when they get out in the real world.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking back over some of the episodes. I was just thinking, we just published episode number 27 last Monday on the 9th of December. And in that episode, you talked with Tori Dixon, who was a graduate of Vinton County and went on and now has just recently set the 3-point record at Marietta. where she is a part of the Marietta Pioneers, Lady Pioneers. Josh Patterson was on, I think it was last year, Doug Guthrie. And then, you know, even going back, way back, Coach Dave Wilcoxon, who was here for many years in the 70s, I believe into the 80s, right. You had him as well.
Yeah, we've had quite a few, and we still have quite a few in the hopper. And Matt will be, he always, it's interesting. He, I think, gets more of a charge of interviewing former Viking players that he had no relationship or wasn't, you know, before his time, to get their insight. And I know that when we went back and tracked down, and it was a feat to track this man down, Coach Dave Wilcoxon, who's now over in the Marietta area, who was just a wonderful, gracious guest, really nice guy. But, you know, Coach Combs was very excited to talk to him and find out firsthand what was Viking basketball, because as you well know, back when you were probably junior high, high school, back in that era, in the 70s, Benton County had a real good, successful basketball program, and it kind of brought the community together. And unfortunately, Coach Wilcoxon kind of went back to his home area of Marietta, the Belpre area. But no, I mean, it's kind of the sky's the limit. And we also, we encourage the listeners, and it's kind of a twofold thing. The way we get listeners, obviously, the podcast, you being the production house per se, goes through dbkmediaservices.com. But we do have a Facebook page that I would encourage all your listeners to go to Benton County Vikings Basketball on Facebook, like us. And we not only, you know, post the podcast there, but we also, we will occasionally, you know, we have stats and a rundown and a write-up of every game. And we do a lot of things on that too. So that would be a good way for people to, if they want to follow the Vinton County program, to go on Facebook and like us there.
Yeah, and you can just search in your Facebook page, or on your Facebook page at the top where there's a search box, put in Vinton County Vikings basketball, and the page will pop up. You just like that, and then from there on out, when anything is published on the news feed of Vinton County Vikings basketball, or it should say on the page of Vinton County Vikings basketball, it'll pop up in your news feed. And that's probably the best thing. And I know there's a schedule that's on that page if you have any problems or want to know anything about the schedule. I know the operations director there at the Vikings basketball team will also keep you apprised if there's a cancellation and so forth. So lots of good information there on the Facebook page. And the best way probably to follow the podcast, every time we issue an episode, it is posted there. You can click on the link and go to DBK Media Services. And I would also be remiss, and I would like for you to as well, just to go to DBK Media Services, where you can obviously get Vinton County on the air. You can also get the Viking Roundball podcast as well. Coming up, do you have anything? You mentioned lots of them in the hopper. Anything you want to disclose at this point, or you can talk about that you're going to do in addition to what you've already done?
Well, Bruce, most of it is highly classified, and I'd like to tell you, I'd probably have to kill you, and you don't want me to do that. But okay. No, seriously. As far as definitive guests coming up, kind of the way that we run this, even though we say every summer and spring when we start planning the next year's cycle that we're going to be better prepared, and that idea always flies out the window about the time the basketball season starts. But some things coming up on the horizon. I do know that we're going to have Jake Prater. He's going to be part of our Where Are They Now, and that's probably going to happen somewhere over the holiday break, given that Jake grew up and his mother lives right across the street from me. He'll be in, and that was one of Matt's graduates, one of the kids that played for Matt. Actually, I will say this, Coach Combs actually went on record once and said he was one of my all time favorite kids that I've ever coached in the 17 years that Matt's been involved in coaching kids. So we're looking forward to having Jake. He's now graduated. He's a sports medicine physical therapist with Fairfield Medical Center up in Lancaster. He'll be in, another guest that we will have in sometime before the end of the year. And we have not had him on since back in the radio days, would be Coach Norm Pearson. Anyone who is familiar with Ohio basketball, Norm has he has been a high school varsity coach since 1972. He has over 600 career wins. He has one state championship with Oak Hill. He was the Associated Press National Coach of the Year in 2009, I think. But he's a highly decorated. He's also employed in the summer by Nike International as well as Jordan. And he works as a consulting coach for their highly, you know, highly ranked or recruited high school athletes. And he does camps of that nature. And plus, Norm is a close friend of not only myself and Matt. So at that interview will get interesting. But yeah, outside of that, and one other thing we're trying to do, and I don't know, in this show, we kind of get a little squirrely sometimes as far as our guests and trying to have fun with it. Not only just bore people with stats and all that, but we might actually, just to put a different twist on our interviews, there's a chance we might actually have Coach Combs' wife come in and do an interview.
Hmm. Boy, that could get dangerous for Coach Combs.
Well, you know, us, we like to live dangerously, but he would not participate. He's already declined to not be a part of the interview, but I just thought that it would be interesting that we talk to other coaches, all, you know, graduated kids, existing kids, whatnot. I just thought it would be interesting to hear the perspective of a coach's wife, because they do go through a lot when their husbands or wives or spouses are busy during the season.
Hmm.
That's some things on the hop.
Yeah, that could be a very interesting one, along with the usual interesting stuff. So this is published when, Carl?
We normally record Monday afternoons around 3 o'clock, and we get done recording usually within an hour, hour and 10 minutes. Then it takes about another hour to edit, produce, treat, you know, jazz up, do all that stuff. And normally we try to have this thing released via your website, DBK Media Services. It's usually ready to roll and out on the internet by about 6 o'clock on Mondays.
Okay. That's providing I'm around to do that and everything, but it will be about Monday night, Monday evening sometime. And you can listen to it. Another one of the joys of podcasts. You can listen to it then or whenever you want to. Just go to either the Facebook page and go to the post, or you can go right straight to DBK Media Services. And you can subscribe as well on iTunes and Stitcher as well. So, Carl, thank you for being with us today, describing for us the Viking Roundball podcast. We hope that maybe some of the people that listen to Vinton County on the Air will kind of cross over and listen to the Viking Roundball podcast and find that interesting as well.
Okay, thanks for having me.
And we want to thank Carl for taking time to record that with me. Hope that maybe some of you listeners to Vinton County on the Air will also become listeners of the Viking Roundball podcast. And so for episode 12, Vinton County on the Air, and for 2013, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you on the other side in 2014 on Friday, January the 3rd.